Energy forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. High temperatures reach up to 70 this afternoon under cloudy skies, north winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, lows dip down to about 50. Bright sunshine tomorrow, 79. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 61.
Kansas Middlebury Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. With the ending of Title 42 at the national level, U.S. Senator Roger Marshall from the state of Kansas was at the southern border along with Senator Ted Cruz talking about the issue of the illegal immigrants coming into the country and the ongoing battle with fentanyl making the situation worse.
Last week, the Border Patrol seized 56 pounds of fentanyl. We don't know how much got through the border, but we know it's enough to kill approximately 300 young Americans every day.
That audio from Cake News, where he goes on to talk about some of the resources and needs from Border Patrol agents as the ongoing pandemic increases in severity.
They told me is we need a policy. We need to go back to the Remain in Mexico policy to stop our catch and release.
Law enforcement across the state of Kansas also says it's a major issue that they just don't have the resources to handle.
We are seeing the increase in overdose deaths. We see the increase in violent crime associated with fentanyl and other drugs.
Good American Network News.
When you're shopping for a used car, you don't want to go just anywhere. You don't want to go where it's crazy and chaotic and more like a circus. You probably don't want to go to the place with a goofy mascot where they don't even listen and try to sell you something you don't want. And you definitely don't want to deal with a place with a sleazy guy like this.
This one here is a beauty. Tip-top shape. Don't mind that noise. She's running perfect. Don't worry. You can trust me.
Come see our team of professionals here at Rusty Eck Ford. Not only will we help you find the vehicle that you want, they're the experts in helping you with the financing you need, no matter your credit situation. So before you go to one of those other places and wish later that you didn't, go to Rusty Eck Ford first. Wichita's only President's Award winner for customer service 3 years in a row. See the real difference at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Cleanup efforts continued over the weekend in the town of Weskin, Kansas, after the destructive tornado that tore through the area late last week that caused damage to numerous homes, the K-12 school, the sports complex, and other areas. As KWCH News reports, the National Weather Service rated the tornado as an EF1 with wind peaks at reaching 110 miles an hour.
It had messed up the new bleachers that we had. A lot of just sadness for all of the volunteer hours that went into those bleachers and just seeing them in one moment just being torn apart.
That audio from KWCH News, where members of the community and they say those outside of the community have come to rally and help rebuild.
Oh yeah, that's definitely a small town. Mm-hmm. That's what you do.
Yep, everyone cares about each other, wants to serve everyone, so you know you're going to get taken care of if something happens to you. And all the people out here, none of this is their yard.
Some of the people here don't even live in our town.
Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Most hailstorms last 3 to 5 minutes. In that time, Mother Nature can deal a crushing blow to your crops, your profits, and the future of your farming operation. Remove that risk with crop hail coverage from Blue Valley Insurance. Our crop hail policies provide protection against physical damage from hail, and our wind coverage ensures a safety net in case of damaging winds and tornadoes. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Grand Island Area Economic Development Corporation says that they are working on the housing issue across the community and says they have officially received a $1 million grant coming from the Nebraska Department of Economic Development. KSNB Local Channel 4 says that the money will be going towards trying to expand that housing issue as it's trying to solve the major housing crises in the community, with a large chunk of the money going towards contractors helping develop the houses in the area.
The first time Grand Island had real workforce housing funds, we had $2 million as a revolving loan fund to developers. When we sent out that RFP for interested parties to utilize the funds and developers, we received $13 million in asks.
That was Mary Burley, the president of the Grand Island Area Economic Development Corporation on KSNB Local Channel 4. They say they hope to start building more houses next year as well as developers receive loans from the GIEDC with hopes of creating a recycling of funds to continue the expansion.
Get ready for spring mowing with an instant $500 rebate on Spartan's most popular zero-turn mowers at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Over 100 Spartan mowers in stock and ready for you immediately with many unique features to make mowing your lawn faster, easier, and more comfortable. 0% financing available with approved credit. See the full line of Spartan mowers at Countryside right away to take advantage of the $500 springtime instant rebate. Online at Countryside Motors or on the ground at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Countryside Motors, we have what moves you.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provide for research and advice on the latest scam targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Area high school graduations were celebrated Saturday and Sunday. At Marysville High School, class valedictorian Simeon Lawson left classmates with two pieces of advice.
If you never give up, you can never lose. If you believe that you can't lose, you won't. If you throw in the towel whenever things get hard, you probably shouldn't expect much from your life going forward. The other piece of advice that I have is we are all the stars of our own show, so why should we compare ourselves to anyone else? No one's story is the same, so what's the point in comparing it? After all that we have learned here, I just hope that when we get older, we'll be able to look back and see that our time in high school was not the end of an era. It's the beginning.
Marysville graduated 62 seniors. Simeon Wassum was valedictorian. Quentin Seal, salutatorian. Valley Heights graduated 22 with Caden Parker, valedictorian, and Mason Gunn, salutatorian. Frankfort had 17 graduates. Clara Key, valedictorian, and Taryn Parthamer, salutatorian. Axtell had 9 seniors graduating. Taylor Brocksterman was valedictorian. Isaac Detweiler, salutatorian. At Hanover, they graduated 18. Jasmine Butler, valedictorian. Aaliyah Sin was salutatorian. At Washington County, 34 graduates. Emma Hoover and Katie Toole were in the top two. Lynn had 15 graduates. Claire Beichman, valedictorian. And Elijah Meyer, salutatorian. Southern graduated 28. And Diller O'Dell, 12. Washington County Commissioners approved giving a monetary one-time stipend to employees when they retire instead of a plaque. Amounts will range from $200 for a 10-year employee, increasing to 5-year increments to $1,000 for a 45-year employee. Nemahal County Commissioners met in special session last Wednesday to discuss hiring of non-elected personnel. At the regular meeting last Monday, discussion regarding Humboldt, Allison, and the Baileyville roads as a detour during construction on Highway 50 brought a reply that Nebraska Department of Roads has never given another state funding for use of roads used during a detour. Area residents had complained about traffic and dust generated. Kansas Department of Transportation will begin a resurfacing project on K-9 and K-99 in Marshall County this week. The project spans approximately 10 miles from Frankfort North to the U.S. 36 junction. Traffic will be restricted to one lane, directed by a pilot car and flaggers. There will be a 10-foot width restriction in the work zone. Drivers should plan for delays up to 15 minutes, Monday through Fridays, with occasional Saturdays during daylight hours. Hall Brothers of Marysville is contractor on the $1.8 million project, extending 10 miles from Frankfort North to the U.S. 36 junction. Gage County authorities are asking for anyone with information regarding a burglary and break-in at a Blue Springs business overnight April 5th into early morning April 6th. They're seeking a vehicle, a silver-colored sedan, observed in the area around the time of the burglary. Anyone with information on the incident or the vehicle that could aid, please contact the Gage County Sheriff's Office or Gage County Crime Stoppers, 402-228-4343. Lawrence F. Souther, age 91, of Frankfort, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Wednesday at 10:30 with the rosary at 10 at the Annunciation Catholic Church in Frankfurt. Burial in the Mount Calvary Catholic Cemetery at Frankfurt. Patton Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Lawrence Souther. Mary A. Parmentier, age 72, of Topeka, passed away Saturday. Funeral service is planned Thursday at 2 following a visitation at the American Legion in Marysville from 10 until 2. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Mary Parmentier.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line, and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Through every season and every storm, the professionals at Eaton Roofing and Exteriors are the ones to call for all your roofing needs. Now celebrating 30 years in business, you'll appreciate the many years of experience and industry knowledge the Eaton Roofing sales and service representatives bring to your home. Visit EatonRoofing.com.
Your hometown roofing company, Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Call Eaton Roofing today at 785-266-6060.
If you are looking for a new career opportunity, the Marshall County Sheriff's Department is accepting applications for jail staff. Applicants must be 18 years of age, have a high school diploma or equivalent, no felony or domestic violence charges, and pass a drug and background check, along with an entry-level exam. Starting at $20 per hour plus benefits, including paid vacation, sick hours, retirement, and health packages, applicants must be expected to book, search, transport, and assist in the care of inmates along with other duties. Jail staff shifts are 12 hours, 4 days on and 4 days off, allowing for more flexibility in your schedule. Applications can be picked up at the Marshall County Sheriff's Office, 107 South 13th Street, Marysville, or online at marshallcoks.org. Contact Sheriff Tim Ackerman for further questions or to apply for this jailer position with the Marshall County Sheriff's Department.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying mostly cloudy today with our highs in the lower 70s. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Sunny and warmer as we head into Wednesday with our highs in the lower 80s. And mostly clear skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. There will be a chance for some showers and thunderstorms on Thursday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Then showers become likely throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to upper 50s. Showers continue as we head into Friday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and mid 70s. And rain stopping early Friday night, then staying mostly clear with our lows in the lower to upper 40s. Staying dry and sunny throughout Saturday with our highs in the mid 70s. And mostly clear throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Staying warmer throughout Sunday, mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. And still clear throughout Sunday night with our lows in the lower 50s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-May 76, record high on this date 98. The average low 54 and the record low 34. Sunset this evening 8:34, sunrise in the morning at 6:13. 3 to 4 inches of rain, the sweet spot on Monday, with anything ranging from around an inch to over 5.5 inches across the area.
What spot in the U.S. has the darkest nighttime sky? We will reveal the Milky Way Mecca today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, May 16th. It is the 136th day of the year, and actor Pierce Brosnan has a birthday. If you live near an urban area, you know how challenging it can be to see anything but the brightest stars in the nighttime sky. Light pollution, or artificial lighting that washes out the dark sky background, is an issue NASA has been studying for years, and they've released satellite imagery that shows the extent of the problem. But it also reveals areas where dark skies can still be found. The very darkest spot in the U.S. is near the town of Gerlach in northwest Nevada. Virtually untouched by the glow of civilization, stargazers are awestruck by a canopy of stars unlike anywhere else, where even the Andromeda and Pinwheel galaxies are visible to the naked eye. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more stargazing tips online at almanac.com.
This is a KNDY Severe Weather Bulletin.
With new and expanding inventory and great selection, Crown Over Auto Sales in Marysville is here to serve you. Backed by the service and handshake deal you trust, Crown Over has what you're looking for. But if they don't, talk to Andrew or Ethan about special ordering your next ride. Check out everything on their lot, located across from Prairie Valley Vet, East Highway 36 in Marysville, or check them out online at crownoverautosales.com. Friendly service and honest work. That's Crown Over Auto Sales in Marysville.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you roller, send for Schroeder.
For complete body repair, see Jeff at Schroeder Collision Center. A family business for several generations, let Jeff and his quality crew help you with your auto needs. Schroeder Collision Center, 701 Carolina, 562-3546.
Stay safe this storm season. Tune KNDY FM 95.5, KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1, and KNDYradio.com.
Shop small, shop local, shop fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas. This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Fitted, your new apparel and footwear store in Seneca at 426 Main. We are open and look forward to showing you our newly remodeled location, featuring footwear for everyone in your family. We carry clothing for teens on up to all ages of women and men in a wide variety of brands, including our partnership with Five Sisters. Shop small, shop local, shop fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
American Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. In Major League Baseball, how do you play nine innings and don't score a single run? Well, you're the Kansas City Royals, and you only managed two hits against the San Diego Padres. That's what happened last night as the Padres blanked the Royals 4-0. Pasquantino and Massey are the only two Royals that recorded a hit last night in the game. That is game one of a three-game series. The second game is tonight at 8:40 at San Diego. The National Federation of State High School Associations approved changes to high school basketball, and Keisha will adopt those changes for next season. There will no longer be one-and-one at free throws after seven fouls. Instead, after five fouls, teams will get two shots. Fouls will reset after each quarter instead of after each half. We knew Chris Kleiman with the Kansas State Wildcats was getting a new contract. Now it's officially signed an 8-year deal worth $5.5 million and totaling $44 million. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
When you're shopping for a used car, you don't want to go just anywhere. You don't want to go where it's crazy and chaotic and more like a circus. You probably don't want to go to the place with a goofy mascot where they don't even listen and try to sell you something you don't want. And you definitely don't want to deal with a place with a sleazy guy like this.
This one here is a beauty. Tip-top shape. Don't mind that noise. She's running perfect. Don't worry. You can trust me.
Come see our team of professionals here at Rusty Eck Ford. Not only will we help you find the vehicle that you want, they're the experts in helping you with the financing you need, no matter your credit situation. So before you go to one of those other places and wish later that you didn't, go to Rusty Eck Ford first. Wichita's only President's Award winner for customer service 3 years in a row. See the real difference at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Last year, the NFL took a step by making Thursday Night Football exclusively on a streaming network with Prime Video. Now they've taken the next step. The NFL has decided to put one of its playoff games exclusively on a digital platform for the first time. The league and NBC Universal announced Monday that a Saturday Night Wild Card Weekend playoff game will only be available on the Peacock Network. That game will be on January the 13th. The NFL is expected to make over $100 million for just this one game. Sportsbook has the Chiefs favored in all 17 games it'll play this coming season. They have them in week 4 with the closest point spread by just 1 point against the New York Jets at this time. Oddmakers also think the Chiefs won't have any trouble beating the Bears in week 3 as the largest point spread at 9.5. Oddsmakers also make the Chiefs the favorite at winning the Super Bowl again back-to-back. The Philadelphia Eagles are the second odds-on favorite with the Buffalo Bills coming in third. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
Skip the drive. Come see us right here in Marysville, Kansas, at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service. You'll find the same honest sales experience backed by the same reliable service. With the same goals in mind, our Marysville location is sure to provide you with a satisfying vehicle experience. Find us on Facebook or stop in at 1122 Pony Express Highway today.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford?
With text order options, competitive daily pricing, and no rat requirements, Kramer Oil has everything to make your next propane or fuel order a breeze. This is Chad Kramer. Our goal at Kramer Oil is to deliver dependable, reliable products to your home or business at the best value and with the best customer service around. Visit us online at KramerOil.com and see how we can serve you. The Kramer family, proudly serving your family since 1976.
Low maintenance, adaptable, and non-toxic to cats and dogs makes grape ivy a good addition to any indoor garden. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The dark green leaves are divided into three parts and resemble those of a grapevine. Allow the long stems to cascade over the edge of a hanging basket or large pot, or allow it to climb up a trellis, creating a wall of greenery or vertical accent. Grape ivies prefer bright, indirect light and tolerate low humidity. Water plants thoroughly when the top inch of soil is beginning to dry. Pour off any excess water that collects in the saucer or add pebbles to the saucer to elevate the pot above any surplus water. Fertilize plants in spring and early summer if the leaves turn pale or to encourage more rapid growth. Water less often and don't fertilize in winter when plant growth slows. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Today we begin a three-part series on one of the most luxurious and secure automobiles in America, the limo of the President of the United States. You may be surprised what you can see at this museum as we go from carriage to a limo tank on this edition of the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Scammers often try to dupe veterans to steal the VA benefits they've earned. Scammers may try to obtain sensitive information or collect payments over the phone, offer to move assets in order to qualify for pension, insist benefits may be sent directly to a friend or caregiver, or promise to manage benefits or file a claim for you. VA will never charge you for processing a claim, and only VA can determine eligibility. To report suspicious activity, visit va.gov/OIG/hotline.
Presidential limousines have a fascinating story, just as those who rode inside. Matt Anderson shares the story of those important cars from the largest collection of such automobiles.
The first one we have in the collection is actually a Brougham carriage that was used by Teddy Roosevelt when he was in the White House. They really didn't have automobiles in the White House until we got into William Howard Taft's administration after Roosevelt. So that's our earliest vehicle and certainly a precursor to the limousine.
Anderson shares the story from the Henry Ford Museum.
These cars start to be modified really as early as Franklin Roosevelt's limousine. It's not until Eisenhower that they start to sort of literally cut these cars apart and make them larger so that they can handle more people in them. And then the focus towards security really doesn't take off until Kennedy's assassination.
President Roosevelt's car, while not as secure as its modern-day relatives, did sport some new additions after the beginnings of World War II.
That car came to the White House in 1939, and after Pearl Harbor in 41, that's when they put in some armor plates in the doors and put in some interesting compartments in the back seat for hiding rifles or shotguns for Secret Service agents.
One of the most famous changes to a presidential limo did not involve security, though.
The bubble top is a name that we use to refer to Eisenhower's car, that car started life as a 1950 Lincoln, and it was the first vehicle to be specially modified. It went to a coach builder in Grand Rapids, Michigan, who got the car, took it apart, expanded it, added some new features to it. But again, they're not security features, they're visibility features.
The bubble top, or lack thereof, would become important in November of 1963. That car and more is next time as we travel the countryside. In Dearborn, Michigan, I'm Andrew McCray.
Advanced technologies are impacting all aspects of agriculture, including crop insurance. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Risk management is going digital as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
Do you think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Data and technology are mainstream in production agriculture, but some related industries are still playing catch-up. One of those is crop insurance. Mike Day is the former business head for Rural Community Insurance Services. He says there could be many advantages for farmers who allow precision ag data that's generated from their machines to help customize their policies for crop coverage. It won't necessarily lower their premiums, but reporting with electronic data would be a lot easier by saving time and reducing paperwork.
To populate acreage reports, to tabulate harvest and production, and really kind of work the insurance policy from end to end, from planting to harvest. So it's a slow uptake, but I think there's more and more interest now in ways to make it simpler for the farmer to get the data they need to get a policy established and, if need be, work through a claim.
Young farmers are apt to be tech savvy, but this is still a relatively new idea in the insurance world. Day says more and more companies are jumping in, and he predicts using electronic data will be mainstream in a few years.
Part of it, I think, is actually education training on how to use it. The other part is having systems that a company can utilize to take that data, clean up the data, use it to populate a policy and issue coverage. It's ongoing. It's hard work to really get to where we would like it to be, but we're making progress.
As insurance innovations continue, real-time data will help fine-tune crop insurance products and coverage. With that data, farmers could negotiate better rates. But to take advantage of this, they must be willing to share their data, which is often a touchy subject because of ownership rights and privacy concerns. Learn more about insurance and data management at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I love to spend an afternoon with a cup of coffee and a jigsaw puzzle. Once I start, it's almost impossible to tear me away. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, it's such a fun challenge to complete a puzzle, to connect each individual piece, a piece that's worthless on its own, to make a beautiful picture. And when I need some help, well, I take a look at the cover of the box. Then I can see how each colorful piece fits into the bigger picture. It's true money and finances can be a puzzle, too. There are many different pieces, each one a way to connect your finances with your faith, like your monthly expenses, emergency savings, donations to your church, your needs, and retirement. So how do you pull all that together when there's no box cover to give you hints? One option is to talk to a financial professional. They can help you make sense of the pieces so you can create the big picture that reflects your faith. This is Callie Breeze with Thrivent.
It's Nurses Week, and Falls City Nursing and Rehabilitation Center says thank you to our wonderful, compassionate, and dedicated nursing staff for improving and enriching the lives of our residents with care tailored to their needs. From Falls City Nursing and Rehabilitation Center in Falls City, let us care for you. Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center thanks our nurses and nurse aides for their skill, compassion, and dedication. We couldn't do it without you. Thank you for caring. From Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center, specialized care with in-house therapies, short-term rehab to home, advanced recovery, total wellness.
Bottled water for your home or business is available through Water Conditioning of Seneca. Let Keith Haverkamp provide you with the purified Lindy's Spring bottled water. You can rent the water dispenser from them, or they can sell you one. They'll set up a delivery schedule and keep you supplied with no hassles and great drinking water. You'll love the water and the service they provide. It's top-notch. For quality bottled water service and delivery, call Water Conditioning of Seneca today.
One of the world's largest oil-producing regions is taking a leading role in the movement to mitigate climate change. Today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Fossil fuels emit greenhouse gases that carry much of the blame for climate change. Now the United Arab Emirates, a top oil producer, is part of a global effort to reverse that climate change. Maryam Almhiari is the Minister of Climate Change and Environment for the Emirates.
We launched a national food security strategy in 2018, and we don't want to just be food secure today, we want to be food secure in the future as well. Being a country that is water scarce, a desert environment, we import most of our foods, how can we change that to reduce our carbon footprint when it comes to our food systems, and also look at the consumer side as well? How can we waste less food? How can we have better nutrition?
Almhiari's goal is not only to fix the climate, it's to fix the food system as well.
We know the numbers. We know our food systems are broken. We know there's lots to do on eradicating hunger, on enhancing global food security, and also to slash emissions when it comes to climate change. I think a third of global greenhouse gases comes from our broken food systems. So food systems not only have a lot of problems that we have to solve, but they are the solution as well.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. USDA released the May World Ag Supply and Demand Report on Friday. Jesse Allen reports.
Well, USDA released the World Agriculture
Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates report on Friday morning, and it showed a few surprising numbers. On our side, USDA cut old crop exports by 75 million, but raised new crop exports by 325 million bushels of 2.1 billion. Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist. And he provides a reason why he's surprised.
When it comes to new crop, I still believe that they've got exports 300 million bushels too high. When you look at the total world balance sheet, they have very aggressive imports by China in there that I think are no longer realistic. They also have feed usage going up by 375 million bushels in this coming year, despite the fact that we're going to be dealing with a shortfall in cattle being fed over the coming year, because we haven't even really started rebuilding the cow herd. And once you start rebuilding the cow herd, it takes a long time for those cattle to get into the feedlots. And so we're going to be looking at smaller numbers of cattle by a significant margin come in the coming year. And yet USDA gives a big boost to feed use. What that tells me is, as bearish as today's numbers are for corn, they could get even more bearish, especially if we have an El Nino growing season that pushes those yields up.
As we look over at the wheat side of the balance sheet, the numbers from USDA were a bit bullish for the trade, as we saw some surprises there as well.
And that's a look at your ag news.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting,
harvesting,
trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
This Saturday, get primed for a juicy prime rib special. Rockin' Brews Restaurant is serving up a hearty 16-ounce prime rib every Saturday, 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. The delicious cut will be complemented with a Caesar or Rockin' House side salad, cheddar jalapeno cornbread, baked potato, and broccolini. Oh, and they didn't forget dessert. The meal is topped off with bread pudding made with bourbon caramel sauce. That's all for $24.95. Stay for the live music starting at 9 p.m. Only at Rockin' Brews Casino Bremen. I-35, exit 231.
In this area, storms are inevitable. If one of these recent storms has caused damage to your roof, the call you need to make is to Lozano Construction and Roofing in Seneca. Serving North Central and Northeast Kansas, call 785-336-1583. Offering free estimates and the highest quality work, call Lozano Construction and Roofing today. Mother Nature moves quickly. Respond quicker by calling 785-336-1583 for all of your storm damage needs. That's Lozano Construction and Roofing in Seneca.
GPT is an artificial intelligence chatbot. Learn how one farmer is using it to benefit his operation on the Tune In to Tech Tuesday here on Successful Farming, brought to you by John Deere.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
Do you think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
An automated response platform, ChatGPT, uses artificial intelligence to generate text. That means you can ask it any question, and it will answer. Mark Arnish is a third-generation farmer and is owner of Mark Arnish Farms, a diversified row crop and agribusiness operation located in Prospect Valley, Colorado. He has been using ChatGPT and talks about his experience in using it and how he is using it.
I started out, you know, asking it simple questions like, write a resume for Mark Arnish or write a biography for Mark Arnish, and it was shocking produced. But then I began to ask it more technical questions that were relative to my farm, to our structure, to some direction we'd like to head in. And Lori, I tell you what, it was nothing short of remarkable, the information that it spit out.
He explains it is more than a search engine.
It can learn the way you type. It learns your language patterns. It archives certain things that you've asked it before in the past. It works off of some of the needs and the wants that you have as the user.
Arnish says the industry needs to graduate from precision ag to decision ag.
I have all of this information coming to me. How do I make an intelligent decision? That's the holy grail. Imagine a day when you wake up and you're touring your farm, you're looking in the field, you're walking the crop, and predictive analytics or artificial intelligence will tell you what's going on in your field and give you three or four solutions which to pick from that day.
ChatGPT comes in the form of software or an app. I'm Lori Boyer. For more ag information, log on to agriculture.com.
Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska are buyers of all types of scrap iron and metal, offering free service of 20-yard roll-off containers delivered to your location, paying fair market prices. Give them a call at 402-223-4490 for more information, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Beatrice Scrap Processing in Beatrice, Nebraska, 402-223-4490.
Information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's what we're looking at right now on this Tuesday. Corn for July down 12 and 3 quarters at 579 and 3 quarters. September corn, 505, that's down 13. Kansas City wheat for July, 886, that's down 12 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat for September, 874 and a quarter, that's down 11 and a quarter. July oats, 341 and a quarter, that's up a half. September oats at 346, that's down 1 1/4. Taking a look at, let's see, soybeans for July, 1360 and a quarter, that's down 40 and a half right now. Soybeans for August, 1293 and a half, that's down 34 and 3/4. Looking at cotton for July, 8363 is your current price, and that's up $1.26. December cotton at 8277. That's up 99 cents right now. Looking at live cattle for June, 163.87 and a half. That's down 45 cents. Live cattle for August, 162.47 and a half. That's down 27 and a half cents. Feeder cattle for May, 205.57 and a half. That's down 92 and a half cents. And feeder cattle for August, 231.27 and a half. That's up 22 and a half cents. Crude oil for June, 70.86. That's down a quarter. July crude, 70.86, and that's down 23 cents. Let's take a look at gold for June. Right now, $1,992.90. That's down $29.80. August gold, $2,012.20. That's down $29.90. Silver for May, $24.02.50, and that's down a dime. Right now, Wall Street, the Dow is down 223. S&P down 12. NASDAQ up 68.
When your family works in agriculture, you weather a lot together. Long hours, financial worries, forces you can't control. So when one of you is struggling, you're in it together too. Stress, anxiety, depression, they don't discriminate. And no amount of duct tape or twine will fix things. Do you know someone who's suffering? They can feel better. And you can help. Start today at KansasAgStress.org. That's KansasAgStress.org.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department of Agriculture and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
At United, we believe in helping our neighbors and strengthening our communities. When you choose United, you're not only getting the best wireless service in Southwest Kansas, you're also supporting the local company that supports our schools and sponsors many local organizations and community events. Join your neighbors already enjoying United's unlimited data, local customer service, and affordable rates, and get 3 months of free service on any new line. Stop by your local United store or visit getunited.com/3free and switch to United today. Terms and restrictions apply. See store for details.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Every month, K-State completes a meat demand monitor. Glenn Tonzer, K-State livestock economist, discusses what the monitor is showing from April. He reviews how the retail and food service demand has changed compared to March and April last year.
Retail demand was up for three of the eight categories that we track in April compared to March. However, all eight categories we track, demand was down compared to April of 22. So grocery store channel demand has slipped compared to a year before. We have a few instances, including the two beef categories, where it was up a little bit compared to March. Food service demand, specifically this is willingness to pay for a meal with a meat entree at night, so dinner meal. Four of the 80 meals, the demand was up versus March. But again, all of them were flat or down compared to the year earlier. So something I've been saying for several months now, pretty much throughout 2023, is we're having some demand slippage. You know, their buying power is slipping, their wages aren't keeping up the cost of living, and we're seeing that squeeze meat demand in general.
Inflation has impacted beef and pork purchasing for eating at home and in restaurants as people are having less optimism in their finances.
The majority of our public, working age public, has recently experienced inflation they hadn't experienced before, and their wages didn't keep up the cost of living. So not surprisingly, one of the things we pick up on is in April of 23, we had more people pessimistic, I'd say, on their household finances than we had in April of 22 and April 21. You asked me how does that impact what they're buying. That spills directly over into their willingness to have beef and pork in their prior day meals. Specifically, about 20% in April said their finances are better than they were a year ago, which means 80% say they're either the same or worse. So more are definitely concerned than are optimistic. If you are in the optimistic bucket, so if you tell me your finances are better today than a year ago, you are much more likely to have also told me I had beef in one of my meals yesterday. And by the way, same statement holds for pork yesterday. As people have become more concerned with their finances, they become less willing to put beef and pork on the plate, either at home or away from home.
Participants rank appearance, nutrition, health, animal welfare, traceability, taste, safety, freshness, environmental impact, hormones, convenience, and price. Tonzer explains how they rank for the average American.
Pretty much every month since I started this project in February 2020, environmental impact as one of the 12 presented protein values ranks as one of the two lowest. Sometimes it's lower than origin and traceability, and sometimes it's not. But those two are regularly the two least important for the average U.S. resident. Taste, freshness, safety, and price, however, are the four main drivers.
That was K-State livestock economist Glenn Tonzer with results from the April Meat Demand Monitor. To see more of the results, visit www.agmanager.info. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
classic country, we had to put it on two stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville. Now, ABC News.